Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a motion picture epic from filmmaker Martin Scorsese, and it's called The Irishman.
Yes, it stars Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci. It's 3 hours long. And it's the story about Jimmy Hoffa and what happened. Special technology to make the older actors look younger in certain scenes, but I have some very big disappointments with this.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, I thought the technology to make them look younger didn't work all that well.
No.
And if you're going to get nitpicky, I was really bothered by Robert De Niro's blue contact lenses, which from time to time shined and showed that they were obviously fake. However, this is a really smart, well-executed film. Martin Scorsese's at the top of his form, and so are those three actors, particularly Joe Pesci, who I think was just brilliant in this movie. However, I think that the biggest drag on this movie is its length. It's not quite able to sustain the strong interest through 3 hours.
I agree, and I think it was an interesting history lesson. But for me, I was hugely disappointed. I thought that the acting was one-dimensional. I felt that everyone had the same facial expression, a scowl, whether they were young or old. And it was sort of like been there, done that, over and over and over.
Robert De Niro plays a hitman and a Teamster Union member who serves as a go-between between the mob and the Teamsters Union. There are aspects of this movie that I thought were exploitive,
yes,
which, to say the least, and it's very violent, but it is a savvy character study.
I wanted it to be. For me, it didn't work. As the plot unfolded, I didn't see any change whatsoever in any character.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.